going to share with you this morning a piece of Torah which means a lot to me in a very, very deep way. When I first heard this piece of Torah, as I'm sure it'll be very evident to you when you hear the Torah, to me this is like the piece of Torah that actually keeps me going in my life. Whenever I'm down or frustrated, or again, it has to do particularly with my own unique particular circumstance, but hopefully everybody else could draw a measure of chizuk and inspiration. And I've always followed the practice then when something means a lot to me very deeply, so hopefully by sharing it, it'll mean a lot to everybody else also. I want to begin by pointing out that this morning's shiur is being sponsored by Howie and Lisa Rubin. L'zecha Nishmas, Howie's father, Mr. Leonard Rubin, Olav HaShalom, Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh, Ben Rabbi Avram, Olav HaShalom. In the merit of the learning we do this morning, may the neshama have an aliyah. I'm going to begin with a comment of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. You can look it on the sheets. The Rambam's talking about the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, to love Hashem. So the Rambam makes one interesting observation at the beginning. He says, "V'amitzvah shlishis he shetzivanu la'ahavo yisaleh." To love Hashem. How do you do that? You can't see Him, feel Him, hear Him, or touch Him. So maybe you could feel Him, but you can't see Him, touch Him. So how do you love something that you just is an idea or a concept? Possession is bona v'naskim utzosav u'pulosav. We should think about Hashem's mitzvos and all the things that Hashem does for us. Ashen nasi gave him to or understand him. And once we figure out that there is a God and understand how He operates, that'll be something so exciting for us. It just says to love God. I don't know how to do it. Talmud Lomar, what's the next pasuk, right? How do you do that? By studying Torah. The words of Torah should be alavavecha. That'll come to you. Because when you see how wondrous, how amazing, how incredible HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divrei Torah are, and that's who His essence is, so that's going to cause a person to avas Hashem. Right? By studying Hashem's Torah, you get to know Hashem. That's what I tell the boys all the time. The first day of Shir, every year. In my shiur, we spend just time talking about why are we learning Torah? Why are we studying Gemara? What's with Gemara? Why do we spend so much time on it? And I try to explain to the boys that Gemara, the Zohar says, right? Yisrov araisa v'kutcha b'richu chadhu. Araisa v'kutcha b'richu chadhu. When you study Hashem's Torah, you're studying Hashem Himself. So there's no way to get closer to Hashem other than studying Hashem's Torah. That's the way, the ultimate way, the best way, the most powerful way to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's who He is. Hashem is His Torah. And that's what we say in Shema, right? If these words are close to your heart, you study them. That by analyzing mitzvos, so Hashem's greatness will become apparent to you, and by analyzing Hashem's Torah and delving deeply into it, you'll come to love it. And once you come to love Hashem's Torah, you come to love Hashem Himself. But now the Rambam adds something else, and this is why I'm focusing on this Rambam. The Rambam says there's something else included in the mitzvah of loving Hashem. Something else. Ukvar amru. Shemitzvah zu kolelas gamkein, says the Rambam. That the mitzvah of Avas Hashem includes something else also. Shenidrosh v'nikra ha'anashim kulam la'avodaso yisaleu la'aminbo. Says the Rambam that the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is not just that you have an obligation to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. But in addition to that, you have an obligation to cause others to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. part of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is to cause God's name to be beloved on other people. V'zeh ki kisheh tehav adam tosim libcha alav utishabcheyu utivakesh ha'anashim lehelvoso. When you love a person, you will place your heart upon him and you will praise him and you will desire that other people love him as well. V'zeh al-tzad ha-mashal kein kishetehav ha-keil be-emes tamashi gilecha me-asagas ha-mitazo hine-ata below suffik tedrosh v'tikra ha-koifrim v'ascholim, the fools and the heretics. When you love somebody so much and there's all these fools and heretics in the world that are putting him down and they're saying he's worthless, he's useless, Rachman al-Itzlan, and he's not fair. If you love somebody and everybody else hates him, you're gonna feel so terrible that there's other people in the world that hate him, and you're gonna do whatever you can to bring those people back. Doesn't just mean you should love God. It means you should make him beloved. Right, Avram was Megayer, everybody. Avram wasn't satisfied with his own knowledge of God. He needed to spread it to other people. There's no one in Tanakh that's referred to as my beloved, except for Avraham Ohavi, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. What does it mean? Why was Avram called my lover? The one who loves me. Why was Avram called the one who loves God? Because Avram went out and made sure other people loved God. That's why Avram was called the lover of God, because he went out and made sure other people loved God, because he was so full of love that it irked him and bothered him so much that there were people out in the world who didn't have the same perspective that he had. So he felt a requirement. He felt like he had to go out and bring other people to him. And Rabosai, with this, I'm going to share with you the vort, the idea that is so close to my heart. This is a vort that really, throughout my Bali Ayin Hara, 18 years in Jewish education, this is the vart that keeps me going. This is the vart that every time I say, you'll hear. And so I apologize that I'm taking a bit of personal privilege here by sharing. I'm really, in this year, this is always the case, but in this year I think especially, I'm really sharing with you a very deep part of my own spiritual makeup. But I hope that it will be something that will be inspiring. I want to share with you a vart of the Chasam Sofer that he states, actually his son, who wrote the introduction to the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. It's in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, the introduction to Chelek Yoredeya, that's called Pituchei Chosam. Pituchei Chosam, right? A play on the Mafteach to the Chasam Sofer, right? Pituchei Chosam. So his son wrote, but he's quoting from his father. The vart's from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer points to Psukim in this morning's parasha, in tomorrow morning's parasha. So you can look at it in the Chumash. So in the Chumash you have over here, and on page, the parasha starts on page 42, 43. So first you have the whole story that Avram and Sarah told they're going to have a kid. Wow, a Pella. Sarah laughs, and she's excited, and they're going to have a kid. Fine. Next, Vayakum Yisham, bottom of page 43 is Pasuk Tez Zayin. Vayakum Yisham HaNashim, so the Malachim get up from there, and they're about to go destroy Sodom. Vayashkifa Pnei Sodom. Vayavraham Aleichim Amal Shalachim, so they're about to destroy Sodom, and Avram goes with them to send them off. Now here comes a fascinating, fascinating Pasuk. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem says, HaMechaseh Ani MeAvraham Asher Ani Oseh. This is an event that does not happen anywhere else in the entirety of Tanakh. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his hand and puts his hand to his beard and says, well, let's see. Should I tell this prophet about the impending prophecy that I want to tell him or not? Should I tell him I'm about to destroy stone or should I not tell him? HaMechaseh Avraham Asher Ani Oseh? It's a pele atzem. It's as God is deciding, should I do something or not? Kiviyachol. There's nowhere in the entirety of Tanakh where God is about to reveal a prophecy to a prophet and he sits for a second and analyzes, should I do this or not? There's no such thing as analysis in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's he analyzing? What's he asking? Can I possibly hide this nevuah from Avraham? What do the words mean? That's the first kash. And then worse, it doesn't say what the analysis was based on. The Avraham hayohiyel goy gadol vatz. So then it like launches into a different. So first he says, well, should I cover this up from Avram? Should I tell Avram what I'm about to do to stone? And then like all of a sudden Hashem segues. Yeah, we know he's going to be a great nation. And all the nations of the world are going to bless him. Because I know him. I know Avram, he's a really firm guy. He teaches all his kids Torah. So the second kash is, and then the next pasuk it says, he decides to tell him. But it doesn't say what that's based on. He just leaves off the question, then he says how firm he is, and then he goes and tells him.
But it says key.
Okay. So my question is, how does that answer the question? Where do you see in that pasuk that he answered the question? Key yudatim, because I know him. That he teaches his kids Torah, so now my kash is answered. Yeah, so now, because of this, and he didn't know this before. I mean, he has to stop. Well, let's see, should I tell him about it? Well, you know, he taught a lot of people Torah, so therefore I should really tell him the nevuah about stone. Something's missing. And the third kash is the end of the pasuk. Laman havi, why did Avram teach everybody Torah? So God should deliver him great blessing. Lama'an havi Hashem al Avraham eis asher diber alav. So that Hashem should bring to Avram all that he spoke to him. It sounds a little bit like Avram is being ka'avodim ha'misham shemasarav al-manas l'kabel pras. Like the Mishnah says in Pekiyov. It sounds like, why did Avram teach him one Torah? So God should bring great blessings on him. Is that why Avram did it? So he should get reward. So Rabosai, I spent about a half hour, 40 minutes typing in for you last night this incredible vart of the Chasam Sofer. We have to read it inside. This is incredible. If the Chasam Sofer wouldn't write this, we wouldn't believe it. Lachei nira lanias daiti bevadai. Says the Chasam Sofer, to answer up my kashas, he says like this. Ihoya Avram Avinu olav hashom v'madregas hanavuah sheyizgale elav dvar mishpat asher yaseh ba'umo b'yir ploni lo yumonami menu hanavuah kamo shenigla liyishaya yirmi yav yecheskel kamafuash. If Avram Avinu would really be on the Madrega that he was deserving of getting the level of the Nevuah about Sodom, there is no question that God would have given him that Nevuah. It has nothing to do with the fact that Sodom weren't Jewish. Because we know that that many of the prophets received prophecies about non-Jews. Navi la goyim nesaticha, God says to Yirmiyahu. Ah, says the Chasam Sofer, Avram Avinu olav hashalom be'emes lo yigia al madregas nevuah kazu. Really, Avram Avinu did not achieve the level of nevuah that was deserving of him to hear about Sodom. But why didn't he achieve that level? Listen to this. Ki lo hayo lo pnai lehizbodet atzmo b'machshavto ulekasher navsho b'madregas nevuah kazu. Because Avram Avinu was so involved in trying to save the world and helping other people that he didn't achieve the personal madrega in Yerushalayim and Avodas Hashem and his boididus that he would really be worthy and really be ready to achieve this prophecy. Lefi shehaya mutra tamid belimud talmidim. Because he was so involved in teaching other people, in teaching weaker people, in teaching people on a basic level, and he had to put up with all the shenanigans of people who are just first finding out about their Yiddishkeit. V'haya daita ma'uruv ben abrios. L'achnisam tachas kan v'yashchina. He had to know about sports. He had to know about all the idols in the world. He had to know about what was going on with people, because you can't bring people close if you don't know what's going on in their world. And in order to know what's going on in people's world, you can't spend all your time 24/7 just learning in your own corner of the world, your own base medrash, and becoming the greatest person you could be.
If
Avram's students were already, you know, base medrash bacharim, so it wouldn't have affected him, it would have helped him. But in the beginning of their learning, they were on a low madrega. So early in their development, Avram had to train them. Hey, you know why you should be a Jew? Leman havi Hashem al Avram is Hashem dimilav. V'shamu derech Hashem la'asus tachol mishpat. He taught them to observe Torah at the beginning in order so that they should all receive great reward. Va'al shehisnoei anafsha tamid lis'asek im kitzrei das ke'elu. And because Avram Avinu always moved himself around and shaked and baked with all these kitzrei das, he moved himself around ki'ilu lo nisha lo p'nai lisbodid makshavos of l'nevuah, because Avram wasn't on the madrega. He didn't have the appropriate preparation. He didn't have the appropriate peace of mind. He didn't have the appropriate spiritual peace of mind to achieve the madrega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him about Sodom. Ah! That should be a chav sofis. Hashem HaTov HaYodea Matzpunei Lev HaNefesh. The all good Ribbono Shel Olam, who knows the deepest thoughts of man. Yada Es Avram, he knew Avram, and he said, Halo Zeh Avdi Avram. So that's the kasha. HaMechaseh Ani Me'Avram Asher Ani Oseh. Should I tell him or shouldn't I tell him? The only place in all of Tanakh where God sits before revealing a nevuah and says, should I give this prophet this prophecy or not? Because on the one hand, he wasn't really at the madrega. He wasn't ready for it. However, on the other side of the coin, Hashem says, Ah, Hashem atov ha-yodeh matzvun lev ha-nevesh, yodas Avram amma halozeh ha-avdi Avram. Im gam ki lo igia madregas nevuah kazumi kol makam ha-yitachin l'chasas mimene davar. But God says, my hand is forced. How can I not tell him about it? Ki ein chesron b'shleimus nafsho, because there's nothing wrong with Avram's pure motives, Avram's pure soul. V'chol miyut hachanasa wa'anavuah. The only reason he didn't achieve the madrega that he's capable of, hu rak al yidei shu matrid atzmo l'chvoidi ulema'ani, umashlich nafsho mineged the goals of imenu malas hanevuah. It's only because he's doing my service out there that he couldn't reach the madrigas that he himself reached. Imkein lo yitachein shetzadik kaze yafsei davadoso ba'avoso osi. It's not possible that a tzadik like this should lose his madriga of avodas Hashem because he loves me so much. V'zeru Torah Kro. That's the next pasuk. I know him. The reason he hasn't achieved the nevuah, he would lower himself. He went from the high levels of the mystical transcendence of spiritual growth and perfection and closeness to God and prophecy. El makom namuch. He got his hands dirty dealing with the lower element of society, those who were so far away. I can't, God says, I can't leave him anything. V'davar zeh, says the Chasam Sofer, who musar haskel lahasholim. Says the Chasam Sofer that this idea is a tremendous musar to those who are complete or who are hoping to achieve spiritual perfection. Im amar yomar ha'ivri, chashka nafshi b'Hashem, v'chofetz ani l'skar v'ilov. If a Jew says, God, I want to get close to you, v'eches ezos l'ma'et b'limudim u'skalos shlemos nafshi k'dei l'hashlam nefesh chaveri. But how could I take away from my own learning, from my own time, to try to help somebody who knows less than me, to try to spend some time helping out those who are far away? Hachuva elov divrei chazal harve lamarti merabosai v'yosem echaveirai umitalmida yosem ikulam. See, it's a new pshat, umitalmida yosem ikulam, but I learned the most from my students. What does it mean? Hayipalei Hashem davar lamalos l'chaslemas nafshcha machchasar delchot shema. Is God not capable of giving you the level of achievement that you lacked because you were involved in spreading God's name to other people? You do what I command you to do, namely, to make my name beloved upon the world. Lil modaz ha'am v'Hashem yaseh shelo. Aseh ritzono ki ritzonecha v'hu yaseh ritzono ki ritzonecha. You make his rotzon like your rotzon, and he'll make his rotzon your rotzon. L'malos navshecha mi'idiyas ha'shlemus v'yaspik l'cha zman amuot. And God will make a miracle that the small amount of time that you engage in your own spiritual development, lahasig asagos rabbos v'niskovos on yosef kli yichol asichlecha, you will be able to achieve madrigas well beyond your own intelligence, well beyond your own preparation level. Val zev achiyosam chazal apishenit l'nevu min anavim min achacham lonei. God will give it to you b'nevu. God will reveal to you worlds and worlds of his hidden mysteries, even though you didn't put in the effort. God will light up for you high ideals. Mimenu niflos yareinu, God should show us niflos lahamit talmidim harbe yizakenu, God should allow us to teach many, many people Torah and to spread the Torah around. Gam be'erev al yanach kadeinu al tashtecheinu leizikner, that should say keklos kacheinu al tazveinu ritzoneinu liros es malkenu. What does Bez Alef stand for here at the end? I don't know. Now, I always like to say that this Chasam Sofer is l'shitaso of another Chasam Sofer. Just briefly, to share with you, you could look at it later. I don't want to spend so much time on it right now. But in the famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a world-famous tshuva. I don't like to ever say something's famous, because then somebody who didn't hear it says, I feel stupid that I don't know it. But with this one, I think it's actually pretty world-famous. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva where he says that he thinks, just like there's a din of meiser, that you're supposed to give one-tenth of your money to tzedakah. Do people know this? You know that? Everybody sit and calculate every month or every year? Make sure you got 10% that heads to tzedakah. 10%. So there's a din like that you're supposed to give 10% of your money to tzedakah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that a ben Torah should give 10% of his learning time to learn with someone weaker than him, less than him, someone who's far away. A person should dedicate 10% of his Torah study time to learn with someone who is on a weaker level than him, who's further away from God than him. You should give 10%. That's what Moshe Feinstein writes. But that everybody knows. What nobody knows is he's coming to argue on somebody. In this tshuva, he's arguing on someone. Guess who he's arguing on? He's arguing on the Chasam Sofer. Because the Chasam Sofer says, as much time as you want, the more the merrier. 50%, 70%, 90%. Well, look at it. Maybe one could argue he means 50%. 50% of the time. The Chasam Sofer holds, as much time as you spend with somebody else, 50-50. Whatever time you spend on yourself, the Chasam Sofer says, you should spend the same amount of time helping other people who are weaker than you. The same amount. And Rav Moshe says, that's crazy! You're never going to become anybody that way! So I always say, that's the Chasam Sofer, l'shitas. What gives the Chasam Sofer the right to say this? You know where the Chasam Sofer says it? The Chasam Sofer comments on the Pasuk, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. I've quoted this Chasam Sofer in the past. I've quoted maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I remember quoting it. What does the Chasam Sofer say? What does the Gemara say? Omer Rabbi Akiva, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, ze klal godol b'Torah. So we're familiar with the simple pshat is, Omer Rabbi Akiva, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, Zekal Gadol b'Torah, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is a great principle of the Torah, meaning that just like you have to love God, so you have to also benam l'makom. So benam l'chaveiro, the fact that you have to love your neighbor as yourself, that is a great klal in the Torah. Chasam Sofer says no. Zekal Gadol b'Torah. The Chasam Sofer says v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is not only a klal in doing chesed for people, but it's also a klal in the study of Torah, in teaching and learning Torah. Look at the first line. V'divrei Chasam Sofer, this nobody knows. This nobody remembers about Rav Moshe's truth. V'divrei Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Akiva, Avrei Chamocha, Zeru Klal Gadol B'Torah, Hu B'Torah, Mitzvah Davka. D'Binyani Olam Hazeh, the Chasam Sofer says, as far as matters of this world, then you come first, Chayecha Kodman. Like if you're going to die, right? The Gemara says if you're in the desert and there's only one flask of water, so the din is that you don't have to give the water to somebody else and you should die. You're supposed to keep the water for yourself. So there, chayecha kodman, your life precedes the life of somebody else. However, that's in gashmius, but in ruchanius, v'haftal l'reacha kamocha, your friend is mamish the same as you, just as valuable as you, and maybe even the implication is more valuable. The implication is that, all right, if there's only 1 hour of Torah, give it to somebody else. That's the implication here of the Chasam Sofer. Could be that even more. And Rav Moshe says, Timuin Mod. Rav Moshe goes off and says, that's crazy, that's ridiculous. I think he's nuts, he's out of his mind. He goes crazy. Rav Moshe finds and says the Chasam Sofer is wrong. And he goes and he yells at him. But then at the end he says, well, 1/10 is the right amount. 1/10 I could hear. So I always say it's the Chasam Sofer. It's good, but Chasam Sofer holds. Every moment that you spend helping somebody else who's weaker than you, helping somebody else understand the Torah concept, every moment that you spend. And by the way, this involves also being mechazek, yeshivos, and helping build yeshivos, and helping establish shiurim, and helping spending of your time, which takes difficulty, to make sure other people are going to be learning. To make sure our community shuls and yeshivas, and to make sure there are places for other people to learn. That's part of it. So Moshe Feinstein over here is quoting the Chasam Sofer. I believe this Chasam Sofer is very much tied into the other Chasam Sofer, where he says that he clearly, the Chasam Sofer clearly held that for people to involve themselves in teaching Torah, that as opposed to just worrying about my own madriga, sitting in a corner with my own brilliant chavrusa, me and my chavrusa. Just on a very, very personal level. So I had this chus to study in the Grus Kollel of Yeshiva University. I guess it was 1991, 92, around there. It must have been, 19 years ago, right? 1990, 91, something like that, 91, 92, right? And I studied there with a group of Torah scholars, absolutely unbelievable, incredible group of people there. And it came time after the first year, and I could have stayed a second year, and I got a call from MTA offering me a job to be a Rebbe at a very, very young age. A job doesn't open up an MTA too much. And I you know, wrestled with the decision. I was mamish holding, you know, it was really an incredible group. And what happened is that a number of the members of that group ended up staying not only second year, they stayed forever. They stayed for another 5 years after that in the Mir. One of them now, they're both incredible, big, big, big time Talmidei Chachamim. One of them is just opened the yeshiva 3 years ago, a fantastic yeshiva. Another one is a Rebbe in a very, very prominent yeshiva. My good buddies that we were all at one point learning together. And sometimes when I stop and say, what did those guys achieve in learning by staying there, and where am I holding in my own learning, in my own level, in my own thing, I have oftentimes tremendous chalisha sadas. Oftentimes, like, what could have been, what would have been. And then I think about this Chasam Sofer, about, you know, what I've been zocha to put my life into. And I hope, you never know, 100%, al tamen ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha, but you hope that maybe the Rabbeinu Shlom was arranging things that way and my job was to go in a different way. But this Chasam Sofer has been a tremendous cause of chizuk for me my whole life. Look what the Chofetz Chaim writes, about the importance of being mechazik other people. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a tremendous amount about this. By the way, this is also my vort. I don't have it on the sheet. I couldn't find where the Chofetz Chaim says it inside, but I've said this many times. My Talmud, Simcha Willig, told me this, so it must be true. He said to me that the Chofetz Chaim writes, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, I'm sorry, right? Eilu Dvarim, we say every morning. Right? So the Chofetz Chaim asks, wait a second. In that list, there are mitzvahs binan lamakom and binan lachavero. There's hashkamas beis hamedr shachas v'arvis, right? Hachnasas horchim, bikur cholim, hachnasas kala. Right? So the Talmud Torah connected kulam. So the Chofetz Chaim asks, how could you say most of those things are bein adam? Most of the things in there are bein adam lachavero. Most of them. So you could say, Talmud Torah connect kulam. So yes, how could you say, it's like comparing apples and oranges. I mean, b'kholam achnasas kala. How could you compare which is greater, b'nan l'makom or b'nan l'chaveiro? It's like, the Talmud Torah connect kulam doesn't make sense. That the study of Torah is connected all of them. So the Chofetz Chaim said, no. Talmud Torah is not only the greatest thing you could do, b'nan l'makom. It's even the greatest mitzvah you could do, b'nan l'chaveiro. To teach another Jew Torah, Chofetz Chaim says, to teach somebody else Talmud Torah connected kulam, to teach another Jew Torah is not only the greatest bin on the makom, but to revive someone spiritually, to ignite his neshama spiritually, that's not only the greatest bin on the makom, it's the greatest chesed you could do for a person. It's the greatest chesed. So you see, the Chofetz Chaim writes over here, he writes at length. We're not going to have time to read the whole thing. We're probably not going to have time for the closing Orach Chaim, but let's just read a little bit. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Ma'amar Chizuk Hadas. Hine yadua shebe'ez shekibalnu atorah. I really advise you to read this over. Everyone should try to have people over the house who are less observant than them. Everybody should try to arrange shiurim for people who are weaker. Let's not only worry about our own learning. We've got to worry about those people who are further away than us. We don't accept the Torah in ourselves. Says the Chofetz Chaim, anything that's in our ability to be mechazik kiyum haTorah by other Jews, gam kein hischayev kol echad. V'naseinu kulano arevim zel lazeh. Call yourself our Rav Mazelazah. We're responsible, like Rashi explains over there. That's how I can be motzi somebody else in the midst, even though I already heard shofar. I can be motzi him. Why? Because if he didn't hear shofar, it's like a piece of me didn't hear shofar. Because I'm responsible for his shofar. Like Kiddush, shofar, like the Rosh writes, if you see somebody else doing something wrong, you're obligated to figure out a way to stop it. If you had the ability, says the Chafetz Chaim, if you had the ability to stop somebody from doing an Avera and you didn't do it, you're going to get punished also. Let's go to the next paragraph. And he sees that he wants to go into some business and he knows that it's a bad business. If you lend somebody money and you see he's about to go into a bad business, believe me, you're going to stop him. How much time would you spend to make sure Reuven wouldn't go in that direction? Fourth line, last paragraph. Now the fifth line. You're going to get punished for it. Chavetz Chaim says is a very, very important thing. Let's go to the next paragraph. Be'emes kol in yaneinu shanu oskim bo. Doma l'misha ra'as chaveiro tova b'na. It's like you see your friend drowning in a river. O'shar sakana she mitzvah la'atzilo. Va'asa laman adam shalom lo saman adam re'echa. V'mein v'kokh la'atzil ba'atzmo. If you can't do it, you got to hire other people. Call the police. If we're lazy, this over belavda lo samana now. Upasha to who I did, and I, honestly, that's what put me into a car this Simchas Torah night. Somebody was missing. The first time in my life, I drove on Yontif because of this. Lo samana dam reyecha. Upasha to who I did, and roa lechaveru shen nechla b'machla atzuma. Rov chushes da'ata rotz lechol dvar magor misaso. B'vadem b'chuy b'chol kochel amonim mizeh. People are walking down a path of spiritual suicide. Bevadai also lana lisatzam lizazel makayim divrei Hashem kedush lo yochel aleim charon af Hashem chas v'shalom. Right? God might have a long patience, but in the end, if they're not going to do what they're supposed to, he's going to get his due. So we have an obligation, writes the Chafetz Chaim, to help those who are straying off the path like Avram Avinu did. And since Avram was so close, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing his work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills in the blanks, he fills in the cracks, and he allows us to achieve, if any time that you spend helping other people with their ruchnius, you're not going to lose from your own ruchnius. That's the Chasam Sofer's promise. You're not going to lose from your own ruchnius from helping other people. Adarava. You can only be mechazik. Just close very briefly with the beautiful, beautiful words of the Aruch Chaim. You have to see it. I'm not going to have time to really do it justice, but just, you should think about this Aruch Chaim. If you have some time over Shabbos, read it carefully, closely, and think about it. He's going on the pasuk Lo Sireh Es Shor Achichatz Dvarim Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Aleph. Right? Don't see your friend's ox straying. So he beautifully explains the whole story. He beautifully explains it. It's on page 567 in the Chumash. Lo Sireh Es Shor Achicha Oseyoni Dachim Achicha. He says the Talmud Chacham is the brother of God. Don't see your brother, meaning Hashem's ox, straying, and turn your back from them. Hashem tishivei m'lachicha. You have an obligation to return your brother's lost object. Who's your brother's lost object? Now, who is the Rabbanu Shalom's lost object? It's the lost souls in the world who are straying this world and they're being lost. Don't see him stray and turn your back. Hashem tishivei m'lachicha. Return him. But then he says so beautifully, v'imlo karav achicha lecha. But if you're in a time like we are of Hester Putin, where God is so far away, and the key of movement is saying, God is hiding himself so far. It's so hard to be makar of people when God is so far away. So v'imlo karav achich elecha v'lo yidatel. So what do you do? Just bring him to the Beis Medrash. V'asaftel toch beisecha. Bring him into the Beis Medrash. Bring him into your house. If God is far away and you feel that Kiruv is difficult, bring the stranded Jew into your home, the tzaddik's home, into the Beis Medrash. Show him a beautiful Shabbos meal. Show him the beautiful Hashem's Torah. Ad derosh achicho so. until God will come back. Whew. This is the statement of the Orach Chaim. Until God will come back, and God will come back closer, and God will then, and you will succeed in returning him to Hashem. May it be the will of the Rabbono Shalom that each of us, according to our level, when we see our friends and neighbors, we're straying off the path, when we see our communities, where there are large segments of the population heading in the wrong direction, may Hashem give us the wisdom to know how to be the right role models and how to approach them with sensitivity on their level, like Avram did. He didn't say, I'm up in my high ivory tower. On their level, to get to know people and to be, as the Chassid said, Mu'uriv in Mabrios. You have to know what's going on with people. You have to be a little bit in their lives to know what's up with them. And hopefully Hashem will give us the wisdom, Ba'asavta Otoch Be'Secha, will bring them closer to the yeshivas, to the Batei Medrash, to the Shiurim. We'll bring them close into the house, and then Adjerosh Achicha, so until that great day at the end of time, where our brother, the Rabbono Shalom, our brother, like the Orach Chaim said, will once again try to bring them back and come back, and they'll all join together on the march, led by Mashiach Tzidkenu, when the Geula Hashlema will come, may come here, Yameinu Amen. This morning's shiur was sponsored by Howie and Lisa Rubin, L'zeich HaNishmas, Howie's father, Mr. Leonard Rubin, Olav HaShalom, Yehuda Aryeh, Ben Rav Avram, Bez Hashem, and the merit of the learning we did this morning, the Neshama Shtav and Aliyah.